The question I have is, when we wrote the power sales agreement, was the intertie in place at that point?
No.
Or were they separate projects that were standalone and dedicated to each community?
Well, that's the question. Do you know?
I do. At least my recollection.
Memory's a funny thing.
So the intertie was being planned at that point, and
yes,
actually in construction.
I was struggling on whether it was up.
But no, it was not up, but we were trying to anticipate it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and you can see by the way it's written that we anticipated it because. The requirement that you you figure out your dedicated facilities, you figure out what's your dedicated output. Okay, so now we know what each dam's going to do. Now, then you have your community requirements. You got to figure that out. So, and they don't always equal 100%. So, how can we maximize it? And the tie line is probably the vehicle that allowed maintaining rates and steady for the 15 years. I would say, in the sense of utility. Structurally, it's a gem. You have a gem on your system, and that's what connects the system. You have, instead of like a microgrid and a microgrid, and back to where we were at the four dam pool, four microgrids that were sharing costs, and that was just a baby of the state. How can I give money to these four communities and sort of think that it's a state project? Well, they just said we'll share all the costs and share the troubles here. You've created a microgrid in the southeast and made it a much more efficient utility operation.
Other questions for Kirk before we move on?
But thanks for reminding me about that. I mean, I know we anticipated, but I didn't just know if it was up. Thank you.
Great.
I just want to say thanks, Kirk, for coming.
Sure.
And I want to just echo what Kirk said earlier, that he's here and Joel are here for this whole duration, so as a resource to you guys, and we'll probably delve into some of these areas a little bit deeper when we get into the work session. Maybe just think about that, but know that they're here for a resource and to dig in a little bit deeper if you've got questions. How it's currently done, if there's something we may end up thinking about what the future looks like, and if those might need some changes down the road or something. And I think it's, as Joel mentioned, we're lucky to have Kirk here, so let's fully utilize that resource during this effort that we've got.
Yeah, please do, and I love scenarios, and I'll figure out a way to deal with it or make something up.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. If there isn't any other questions, should we move on into the work session?
Do we need to have a motion to move into the work session at all?
Okay. So I'll just start things off here real quick. We don't need any formal action to move into the work session, as I understand it. So I'm just going to do really brief introductions today with Scott and Yeti here, and I'll let them give you a little history of their background. I'll point out one of the reasons why we selected these guys, and it kind of I've had some history in strategic planning efforts with the Alaska Power Association. And Scott was involved in that with another gentleman. And so when we started talking about having a strategic planning event, I thought it was important to have some facilitators that had some background in Alaska, knew our industry, and I think when they give a little bit more detailed explanation of their background, you'll see I think we've got the right guys to help us move through this, to stimulate some good conversation. And with that, I'll just turn it over to you guys and let you kind of fill in some of the blanks there a little bit. And I really appreciate you guys being available on such short notice and pulling this together, because we had a really condensed timeline to get this on the table and get it rolling. So thank you.
Yeah, well, Trey, we appreciate the opportunity. And just by way of background, some of you folks may have known that I've been aligned with the Northwest Public Power Association for a long time. And we'll talk more about our backgrounds quickly in our 60-second intros. goes, but I'm really the high-level, board-level policy guy, and I've been in the industry for a really long time, and I lived in Alaska for a short period up in Fairbanks, if that counts, and I've got some appreciation for the area in addition to the fact that I've been in the industry for a long time. In addition, Eddie has a lot of operational experience, so he's been there in boots on the ground, worked his way up through a couple of utilities, and now we're both owners of an engineering firm based in Battleground, Washington, and we continue to offer these types of services, this high-level understanding of what's going on and facing utilities, JOAs, G&Ts, that type of thing. So that's more of our background. But we've got a lot to go over in the next couple of days, so we're going to pretend like we're in lightning round pretty much most of the time, but really what we're trying to do is today is build a foundation to get into working the strategic plan. Part of that is that we like to have fun, and so we're gonna work through the process. We're going to have a good time, but we're going to work this process pretty quickly, so know that if you need us to slow down or go back over something, we're happy to do that. So we think that this is going to be a little different. A lot of you guys, according to the survey, we think this is going to be a little different than strategic planning sessions you've done in the past. We bring a lot more structure to it than a traditional plan would be. We do a lot of work on the front end to help facilitate us having a lot more work while we're together. And so I hope that that's what your experience is as well. But beyond that, we're just going to get right into it. And again, know that in terms of like the overall process for today, we're not here to solve problems. We're here to identify high-level strategic issues that we can achieve as a group. And really what we're trying to do is just identify what they are, send it back home, and then work them in detail and figure out how it is that you guys want to proceed. All right. So first, in terms of the agenda, we're going to go through our welcome and introductions. I think folks will have some fun with that. We're going to overview of the strategic planning process. Ours is a little different. There's a ton of types of processes out there. We use a different one for our firm because it's more of a rolling type of thing, but everyone's got a different strategy. This is one that we have found has worked. We're going to talk about board duties and responsibilities. We'll glaze over that a little bit because Kurt kind of covered some of that stuff. We'll talk about your roles and responsibilities and ours as well. And then we'll go over the survey results. So that's the first part of the program that we've got today. Also, in front of you, you have your guidebook. So your guidebook is really your tool for the day. It's got some exercises in there. There's some reference materials. It's everything that we're going to talk about up here is contained within your guidebook. You get to keep that. You take it home. We just ask that you don't share it outside to other consulting firms because it's our intellectual property and we're protective of it. But if you're interested in using it for sharing with others at your utility, by all means, please do so. In terms of introduction, so this is part of a lightning round. So what we're going to do, and we're going to have some fun with this, we will be giving prizes out to those who have the most interesting or funny or comment about who they are and their backgrounds. And so what I'm going to ask Eddie to do is he's going to, and if you turn to page 3 of your guidebook, you'll see the list of questions there. And this is for everybody. So we're all going to go through this together. And so what we'd like you to do is I'm going to have a timer going, and you're going to have 60 seconds to answer these questions. And at the end of that, we're going to move to the next person. And I've got a timer, and I'm going to use it. So just know that we're trying to be respectful of each other's time. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Eddie to give us the first example. And then for your reference purposes, this is where you can see the questions. So go ahead, Eddie. Fire away.
So my full name is Paul Edward Jackson. And as I grew up, my grandmother tried to get my nickname to stick as Eddie Fled, but fortunately just stuck as Eddie, so very happy about that. Really what I wanted to be when I grew up was probably in space. That was probably a dream of mine when I grew up, so wanting to be an astronaut or going to space. I am single with no pets, but we have pets that come into the office, and so it seems like everybody's pet ends up being my pet. So that's a good thing. So as far as hobbies, my hobby would probably still be the farm that I have back in Tennessee, which is where I grew up. And I get to go back there twice a year and build fence and work on the farm, work on the barns and that sort of thing, and deal with cattle. So that's been really good. Education, I have a bachelor's in electrical engineering from Tennessee Technological University. And then certifications through processes of some NWPPA, but also TVPPA, mainly the Tennessee Valley Public Power Association.
And Eddie has exceeded his time.
And I'm done.
Actually, yeah, let's share your expectations.
At least, okay, quick expectations. My expectations are really get to know you better and help you find your own answers, because you have them, and that's what we're here for.
All right, who wants to go next?
You just want to start with something?
Looks like Joel's ready. All right, fire away.
Good morning. My name is Joel Robert Paisner. A nickname of mine as a kid was Paze, obvious, P-A-Z-E. You know, I didn't have a lot of aspirations growing up, so I cannot recall truly what I wanted to be when I grew up. I'm married to my wife, Liz, for 35 years this year, and we have two children. We had a dog, and we're about to get a new dog, and the name is still up for debate, but it's looking like Liz is going to win and probably will be Leo. For whatever reason, I love to be outdoors, spend a lot of time in the summer hiking, and if I'm lucky in the winter sometime in sunny places, I do the same. I graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in anthropology from the University of Washington, and I got my JD degree. I'll close up.
My dad was a prof at UW, so you get some coffee.
My hope is just to listen and learn, and hope to get some good suggestions. Thank you.
Great.
My name is Carl Lee Hagerman. I had a nickname in high school, Roo, R-O-O. I wanted to be a mechanic when I was younger. My dad and my grandfather were both in that field, and so I thought that would be cool. I am married. I have three kids. My two boys should graduate from college this year, and my daughters should graduate from high school also this spring. Big year for us. We have two dogs. They're pugs. One's Kirby and one is Dyson. Pugs make a lot of interesting noises, so vacuum cleaner names made sense to us. We like to fish and boat. I spent time at University of Alaska Fairbanks and Northern Arizona University. My education got cut short because of a family illness, and I never made it back to school, so I do not have a degree. I've worked with the City of Petersburg Borough now for 27 years in the water, wastewater, public works, and now power utility director positions.
Nice.
Almost made it.
Almost.
And this is my first meeting on SEPA, so I'm happy to listen and learn more about the organization.
All right. It doesn't always work like this, but this is another place where my dad was a professor. All right.
Well, she just left it left for me.
Save it for the good stuff.
That's right.
So I'm Robert Walter Sievertson. In high school, I was Bob, backwards and forwards, doesn't matter. So what I wanted to be when I grew up, just like my dad, and I think I succeeded in doing that. I'm married, have kids and adopted kids and kids that just hang around. I don't know how they got there. And I have 9 grandchildren. They're all still living in Ketchikan if they're not off to college. We had cats, but now I have grand dogs that come and spend time with me because the grandkids come and spend with me. Hobbies, I was born and raised in Ketchikan, so the water is a draw, the hills and climbing is a draw. And I do, I like art, I carve and I paint and do things like that. My education, I finished high school in Ketchikan, and then I went to work for the city. I worked for the city for 38 years. In a public works department, and I followed my dad's footsteps and took over the solid waste facility, so I guess I got a master's in garbiology somehow. And it was really rewarding working for the community because we could be part of the solution and not part of the problem, and owning your own landfill, a lot of times we had to bury our own mistakes, but it was okay. My expectations is I think we have inherited an operation here, facilities that have served our communities very well for a number of years, and my expectation is we continue to learn how to make it a better operation and continue to follow in those footsteps and provide a great service to the communities.
Great. And we are going to make time for your expectations, because that's a metric that we measure ourselves by. So if you didn't have a chance to share that, just know that you will at the end there. So.
Good morning. My name is Stephen Glenn Persanka. Glenn with two N's as in the astronaut, or so my mother tells me. I'm not sure exactly why I wound up with two N's. Nickname as a kid was Priz. What you wanted to be when you grew up was an ambulance driver. Not a paramedic, not an EMT. That looked like a lot of responsibility. I just wanted to drive and have a siren and go fast through lights. I'm married, have three kids. Type of pets. I am a big dog person. I have, I had four golden retrievers. I put my 15-year-old golden retriever down last week, but we still have three golden retrievers. My hobbies is I actually run search and rescue dogs that do human remains detection. So we go out and find folks that are dead. So don't come look in my freezer, because I keep all my samples next to the deer meat. Education. I went to school in outdoor recreation management, which in layman's terms is drinking and climbing through the 80s. It was great. Career history. I worked for over 30 years in behavioral health work with children. And now I am a kept man, and that means my wife makes all the money, and I'm her arm candy is really what I am, and I tend the house. Expectation for this planning session is that I hope that we're able to come together and learn a little. Yeah, it's got to be the freezer, right?
It was that and the, yeah.
My expectation is more of this.
Okay, stuff. Yeah.
No, my expectation is that I hope that we can come together and work through and hear everybody, all of the different areas' expectations, the organizations, the communities, the board, the other board members, the directors, just come together on where we're heading in the future.
Carl Richard Amelon, no nickname as a kid. What I wanted to be when I grew up was a lawyer. I'm married. I have one son. I'm fortunate that he's in Ketchikan with us. Don't have any pets at the current time, but I have had two dogs and a cat as time went by. My hobbies are travel, and if you were to come to my office, you'll see I'm a Lego fanatic. I have a Bachelor of Arts from Bucknell University in Pennsylvania and a master's degree in public administration from Syracuse. I've essentially had two jobs, city manager of Watertown, New York. You might know Watertown because it's Fort Drum, and the 10th Mountain Division is stationed there. In Ketchikan, I've been city manager since 95, and I also assumed the title of general manager of Ketchikan Public Utilities in 99. And my expectation for the planning session is that we integrate SEPA's agenda with the agenda of the three member communities.
Great.
You get bags of Legos. That's awesome. Isn't there enough budget money for Legos?
Nor is there enough time on the agenda for Eddie to talk about Legos.
All right, good to go. Albert Edward Acheson III, that's where Trey comes from. My nickname in school was Snake Man. I don't know how I got that. What I wanted to be when I grew up, a mountain man or a rock star. I think I've achieved both of those throughout my time in Alaska. I got two children. I had to put my dog down last year. His name was Remington. Hobbies, hunting, fishing, travel, education. Went to U of O for a while, University of Oregon, that is. Went through the MIP Management Intern Program with Enrica. And literally hundreds of courses over the years. Career history, 16 years with Golden Valley Electric, 12 years with Chugach Electric, and 7.5 years with this organization as CEO. And expectations to bring the board together on a common vision and get us all on the same track.
Great. You'll get one for the U of O, because that's where I was conceived, actually, was it? Yeah, good times.
All right, next up.
All righty, my name is Robert Earl Lynn. Yeah. My nickname was Bob. What I wanted to do when I grew up, I wanted to be a professional hunter. I'm married. I have two great kids and two grandkids. We what we did, our last pet has died, but Ione and I take care of all the neighbors' dogs, and we've taken care of 28 of them out there in the outback. They never run off. It's been great. My hobbies are still hunting and fishing and woodworking. Education was, I have a bachelor in hydrology and a master's in economics, if you can believe that combination. Career history, I was 35 years in the Forest Service in 14 different locations throughout the United States and quite a number of different jobs. Expectations is I'd like to see us pull the three communities together and chart a course of action that we can all agree to here for the future.
Whoa, nailed it, right on the money. Well done. And we have a big dog culture at our company, so you got coffee coming your way. Sharon, go ahead.
My full name is Sharon Eileen Thompson. My nickname as a kid was Butterball because I was really fat. And what I wanted to be when I grew up, I was so excited about everything that I changed my mind every 10 minutes, I swear. You can't pinpoint it on me. I like a lot of things, very diverse. I am currently a widow. I was married, had a wonderful marriage for 40 years, and I have two wonderful sons. One's an attorney, one's a realtor, and I have three grandsons, and one of them is adopted, very special guy. I have a pet cat that I adopted. Her name is Sparky, but she should be Butterball because she is really fat. And she's 14 years old now, and she's my baby. Hobbies, I love to cook, trying new recipes every 10 minutes. I love to garden. I love to collect rocks. You can ask Trey. I've got rocks from everywhere I go. Someday I would love to delve into astronomy. I went to Mount Hood Community College and Vancouver Vocational Institute, and I took a paralegal course with six attorneys training me. I worked in the legal field for 18 years before coming to CEPA, and I am currently a paralegal.